అష్టమ స్కంధ ప్రథమ అధ్యాయం నెక్స్ట్ ମନ୍ୱନ୍ତର ମନୁମାନଙ୍କର କଥା ମନ୍ୱନ୍ତର କଥା କୁହାଯାଉଛି ସ୍ୱରୁଚିଷ ମନୁଙ୍କର ରାଜନୀତି କାଳରେ ରୋଚନ ଯଜ୍ଞପୁତ୍ର ରୋଚନ ଇନ୍ଦ୍ରପଦ ଗ୍ରହଣ କଲେ ତୁଷିତ ଏବଂ ଅନ୍ୟମାନୀ ପ୍ରଧାନ ପ୍ରଧାନ ଦେବତା ହେଲେ ଉର୍ଜ ସ୍ତମ୍ଭ ଏବଂ ଅନ୍ୟମାନୀ ସପ୍ତ ଋଷି ହେଲେ ଏମାନେ ସମସ୍ତେ ବ୍ରହ୍ମବାଦୀ ଥିଲେ ହେଲା ଶ୍ଳୋକର ଅର୍ଥ ପରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଟେକ୍ସ 21 ଋଷେସ୍ତୁ ବିଦେଶୀ ରସ ସ୍ତୁଷିତା ନାମ ପତ୍ନୀଭୂତ ତସ୍ୟଂ ଯଜ୍ଞୀ ତତୋ ଦେବୋ ବିଭୃତ୍ୟ ବିଭିଶ୍ରୁତ ତାଙ୍କର ସ୍ତ୍ରୀ ତୁଷିତାଙ୍କ ଗର୍ଭରୁ ବିଭୁନାଙ୍କ ଅବତା ହେଲେ ହେଲା ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଅର୍ଥ ପରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଟେକ୍ସ 22 ଅଷ୍ଟାଅଶୀତି ସହସ୍ରାଣି ମୁନୟୋଜେ ଧ୍ରୁବବ୍ରତା ଅନ୍ୟ ଶିକ୍ଷଂ ପନ୍ତ୍ର ତସ୍ୟ କୌମାରୋ ବ୍ରହ୍ମଚାରିଣ ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସଲେସନ୍ ବାଇ ଶ୍ରୀ ଆଜୀବନ ବ୍ରହ୍ମଚାରୀ ରହିଲେ ତାଙ୍କଠାରୁ 88,000 କୌମାର ବ୍ରହ୍ମଚାରୀ ଜାତ ସୃଷ୍ଟି ହେଲେ ତାଙ୍କଠାରୁ 88,000 କୌମାର ବ୍ରହ୍ମଚାରୀ ତାଙ୍କଠାରୁ ଶିକ୍ଷା ଗ୍ରହଣ କଲେ ଆତ୍ମସଂଯମ ସମ୍ବନ୍ଧରେ ଶିକ୍ଷା ଗ୍ରହଣ କଲେ ଏହା ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଅର୍ଥ ପରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ଶ୍ଳୋକ କୌଣସି ପର୍ପଟ ନାହିଁ ବର୍ଣ୍ଣ ନାହିଁ ତୃତୀୟ ଉତ୍ତମ ନାମ ପ୍ରିୟ ବ୍ରତ ସୁତୋ ମନୋ ପବନ ସୁଞ୍ଜୟୋ ଯଜ୍ଞ ପୁତ୍ର ତତ୍ସୁତା ନୃପ ଏ ରାଜା ତୃତୀୟ ମନୁ ଉତ୍ତମ ଦେବ୍ରତଙ୍କର ପୁତ୍ର ଏ ମନୁଙ୍କର ପୁତ୍ରମାନଙ୍କ ମଧ୍ୟରେ ପବନ ସଞ୍ଜୟ ଯଜ୍ଞହୋତ୍ର ପ୍ରଧାନ ଏ ହେଲା ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଅର୍ଥ ପରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଟେକ୍ସ 24 ବଶିଷ୍ଠ ତନୟା ସପ୍ତ ଋଷୟ ପ୍ରମଦାଦୟ ସତ୍ୟାବେଦ ଶ୍ରୁତା ଭଦ୍ରା ଦେବୈନ୍ଦ୍ରସ୍ତୁ ସତ୍ୟଜିତ ଏ ତୃତୀୟ ମନୁଙ୍କର ରାଜନୀତି କାଳରେ ପ୍ରମୋଦ ଏବଂ ଅନ୍ୟ ବଶିଷ୍ଠଙ୍କର ଅନ୍ୟ ପୁତ୍ରଗଣ ସପ୍ତ ଋଷି ହେଲେ ସତ୍ୟ ବେଦଶ୍ରୁତ ଏବଂ ଭଦ୍ର ଏମାନେ ଦେବତା ହେଲେ ସତ୍ୟଜିତ ଇନ୍ଦ୍ର ହେଲେ ହେଲା ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଅର୍ଥ ପରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଟେକ୍ସ 25 ଧର୍ମସ୍ୟ ଶୁକ୍ର ଧର୍ମସ୍ୟ ସୁମୃତାୟାଙ୍ଗୁ ଭଗବାନ ପୁରୁଷୋତ୍ତମ ସତ୍ୟସେନ ଇତି ଖ୍ୟାତ ଜାତ ସତ୍ୟବ୍ରତୈ ସହ ଏ ମନ୍ୱନ୍ତରରେ ଭଗବାନ ସୁମୃତାଙ୍କ ଗର୍ଭରୁ ଯାଇକି ଧର୍ମଙ୍କର ପତ୍ନୀ ତାଙ୍କ ଗର୍ଭରୁ ଜାତ ହୋଇଥିଲେ ଭଗବାନ ସତ୍ୟସେନ ନାମରେ ପରିଚିତ ଥିଲେ ସେ ଅନ୍ୟ ଦେବତା ସତ୍ୟବ୍ରତ ଆଦି ଅନ୍ୟ ଦେବତାମାନଙ୍କ ସହ ଆବିର୍ଭୂତ ହୋଇଥିଲେ ଏହା ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଅର୍ଥ ପରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଟେକ୍ସ 26 ସ୍ୱନୃତ ବ୍ରତ ଦୁଶୀଳ ଅସତୋ ଯକ୍ଷ ରାକ୍ଷସ ଭୂତ ଦ୍ରୁହ ଭୂତ ଗଣା ସାବଧି ସତ୍ୟଜିତ୍ ସଖ ସତ୍ୟସେନ ତାଙ୍କର ବନ୍ଧୁ ସତ୍ୟଜିତ୍ଙ୍କ ସହ ଯିଏକି ଇନ୍ଦ୍ର ହେଇଥିଲେ ସେ ଅନ୍ୟ ମିସ୍ବିହେଭ୍ ଦୁର୍ବ୍ୟବହାର କରୁଥିବା ଯକ୍ଷ ରାକ୍ଷସ ଭୂତପ୍ରୀତ ଏଇମାନଙ୍କୁ ଯେଉଁମାନେ ଅନ୍ୟ ଜୀବମାନଙ୍କୁ କ୍ଳେଶ ଯନ୍ତ୍ରଣା ଦେଉଥିଲେ ସେମାନଙ୍କୁ ନିହ ବଧ କଲେ। ଏହା ଶ୍ଳୋକର ଅର୍ଥ। ପରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଟେକ୍ସଟ 27। ଚତୁର୍ଥ ଉତ୍ତମ ଭ୍ରାତା ମନୁର୍ନାମ୍ନା ଚ ତାମସୋ ପୃଥୁ ଖ୍ୟାତିର୍ନର କେଚୁ ଇତି ଆଦ୍ୟା ଦଶ ତତ୍ ସୁତା। ତୃତୀୟ ମନୁଙ୍କର ଭାଇ ଉତ୍ତମ ଯେ ସେଲିବ୍ରେଟେଡ୍ ବାଇ ଦି ନେମ୍ ତାମସ, ତାମସ ନାମରେ ଖ୍ୟାତ, ସେ ଚତୁର୍ଥ ମନୁ ହେଲେ। ଆଉ ତାମସଙ୍କର ପୃଥୁ ଖ୍ୟାତି ନର କେତୁ ଆଦି ଦଶ ପୁତ୍ର ଥିଲେ। ଏହା ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଅର୍ଥ। ପରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଟେକ୍ସଟ 28। ସତ୍ୟକାହର ୟୋ ବୀରା ଦେବାସ୍ତ୍ରୀ ଶିଖ ଈଶ୍ୱର ଜ୍ୟୋତିର୍ଧାମଦୟ ସପ୍ତ ଋଷୟ ସ୍ଥାନସେ ଅନ୍ତରେ। ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସଲେସନ୍ ବାଇ ଶିଳ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ। ତାମସ ମନୁଙ୍କର ରାଜନୀତି କାଳରେ ସତ୍ୟ ପ୍ରତ୍ୟେକ ହରି ବୀର ଏମାନେ ପ୍ରଧାନ ଦେବତା ଥିଲେ। ତ୍ରିଶିଖ ଥିଲେ ଇନ୍ଦ୍ର। ସପ୍ତର୍ଷି ଧାମରେ ଯେଉଁ ଋଷିଗଣ ଥିଲେ ସେମାନଙ୍କ ମଧ୍ୟରେ ପ୍ରଧାନ ଥିଲେ ଜ୍ୟୋତିର୍ଧାମ। ହେଲା ଶ୍ଳୋକର ଅର୍ଥ। ପରବର୍ତ୍ତୀ ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଟେକ୍ସଟ 29। ଦେବା ବୈଦ୍ରୁତୟୋ ନାମ ବିଦ୍ରୁତେ ସ୍ତନୟାନୁରୂପ ନଷ୍ଟାକାଳେନ ଜୈର୍ବେଦା ବିଦ୍ରୁତା ସ୍ୱେନ ତେଜସା। ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସଲେସନ୍ ଶ୍ଳୋକର ଅର୍ଥ। ଏ ରାଜା ତମସ ମନୁ ବା ତାମସ ମନୁନ୍ତରରେ ବିଦ୍ରୁତିଙ୍କର ପୁତ୍ରଗଣ ଯିଏକି ବୈଦ୍ରୁତି ନାମରେ ପରିଚିତ ସେମାନେ ଦେବତା ହେଲେ। ସେମାନଙ୍କର ସିନ୍ସ ଦି କୋର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଟାଇମ୍ ବେଦିକ ଥ୍ରେଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଲସ୍। ଏଇ କାଳକ୍ରମେ ବୈଦିକ ପ୍ରାମାଣିକତା ପ୍ରାୟ ନଷ୍ଟ ହୋଇଯାଉଥିଲା। ଏ ଦେବତାଗଣ ସେମାନଙ୍କର ଶକ୍ତି ସାମର୍ଥ୍ୟ ବଳରେ ବେଦକୁ ରକ୍ଷା କରିଥିଲେ। ଏ ହେଲା ଶ୍ଳୋକର ଅର୍ଥ। ପରପଟ ବାଇ ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଉପା ଏମିତି ଶ୍ଳୋକ ଉପରେ ଆମର ପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣାରାଧ୍ୟ ଗୁରୁଦେବ ଶ୍ରୀ ଶ୍ରୀମଦେବ ଶ୍ରୀ ଭକ୍ତି ବେଦାନ୍ତ ସ୍ୱାମୀ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦଜୀ ମହାରାଜ ଯେଉଁ ଭାଷ୍ୟ ଦେଇଛନ୍ତି ତାର ଅନୁବାଦ ପାଉଛି। ଏ ତାମସ ମନ୍ତର ସମୟରେ ଟୁ କାଇଣ୍ଡସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଡେମିଗଡ୍ସ ଦୁଇ ପ୍ରକାର ଦେବତା ଥିଲେ। ୱାନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦେମ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ନୋନ୍ ଆଜ୍ ଦି ବୈଦ୍ରୁତି। ସେମାନେ ମଧ୍ୟରୁ ଗୋଟେ ପ୍ରକାର ନାମ ଥିଲା ବୈଦ୍ରୁତି। ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ଅଫ୍ ଦି ଡେମିଗଡ୍ସ ଇଜ୍ ଟୁ ପ୍ରୋଟେକ୍ଟ ଦି ଅଥରିଟି ଅଫ୍ ଦି ବେଦସ୍। ଦେବତାମାନଙ୍କର କର୍ତ୍ତବ୍ୟ ହେଉଛି ବେଦକୁ ରକ୍ଷା କରିବା। ଦି ୱାର୍ଡ ଦେବତା ରେଫର୍ସ ଟୁ ୱାନ୍ ହୁ କ୍ୟାରିଜ୍ ଦି ଅଥରିଟି ଅଫ୍ ଦି ବେଦସ୍। ଦେବତା ସେମାନଙ୍କୁ କୁହାଯାଏ ଯେଉଁମାନେ ବୈଦିକ ପ୍ରାମାଣିକତା ଅଧିକାରୀଙ୍କୁ ଆଦେଶ ପାଳନ କରନ୍ତି, ରକ୍ଷା କରନ୍ତି। ରାକ୍ଷସ ଆର୍ ଦୋଜ୍ ହୁ ଡିଫାଏ ଦି ବେଦିକ ଅଥରିଟି। ସେମାନଙ୍କୁ ରାକ୍ଷସ ଯେଉଁମାନେ ବେଦ ମାନନ୍ତି ନା। ଇଫ୍ ଦି ଅଥରିଟି ଅଫ୍ ଦି ବେଦସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଲଷ୍ଟ ଦି ଏଣ୍ଟାୟାର୍ ୟୁନିଭର୍ସ ବିକମ୍ସ ଖେଓଟିକ୍। ଯଦି ବେଦ ଲୋପ ପାଇଯିବ ତାହେଲେ ସମଗ୍ର ବ୍ରହ୍ମାଣ୍ଡରେ ନାନା ଉପଦ୍ରବ ବିଶୃଙ୍ଖଳା ସୃଷ୍ଟି ହେବ। ଦେୟାରଫୋର୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଡ୍ୟୁଟି ଅଫ୍ ଦି ଡେମିଗଡ୍ସ ଆଜ୍ ୱେଲ୍ ଆଜ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଏଡ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଗଭର୍ଣ୍ଣମେଣ୍ଟସ୍ ଟୁ ଗିଭ୍ ଫୁଲ୍ ପ୍ରୋଟେକ୍ସନ୍ ଟୁ ବେଦିକ ଅଥରିଟି। ସେଥିପାଇଁ ଇଏ ହେଉଛି ଦେବତାମାନଙ୍କର କର୍ତ୍ତବ୍ୟ ତଥା ରାଜା ଶାସକ ସରକାରଙ୍କର କର୍ତ୍ତବ୍ୟରେ ବେଦକୁ ସୁରକ୍ଷା ଦେବା, ବେଦ ରକ୍ଷା କରିବା। ଅଦରୱାଇଜ୍ ହ୍ୟୁମାନ୍ ସୋସାଇଟି ୱିଲ୍ ବି ଇନ୍ ଏ କ୍ୟାଓଟିକ୍ କଣ୍ଡିସନ୍ ଇନ୍ ହ୍ୱିଚ୍ ଦେର୍ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ବି ପିସ୍ ଅର୍ ପ୍ରସ୍ପରିଟି। ତା ନହେଲେ ସମଗ୍ର ମାନବ ସମାଜରେ नाना विशृंखला उपद्रव देखा दब कौन प्रकार शांति समृद्धि साध ही पाइब ना यहाँ ये श्लोक उपर दिया परमाराध्य गुरुदेव श्री श्रीमदेशी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपादजी महाराज भाष्य आमर एक कथा अच्छी बराबर दुई प्रकार जी मानव अच्छा दुई प्रकार बराबर ताकण कौन दुई प्रकार मानव के
गोटे
देवता गोटे असुर ये दुई प्रकार बराबर अच्छा ताहा सब काल रही देवता असुर दु प्रकार बराबर अच्छा देवता को माने असुर को माने हाँ देवता को माने असुर को माने सुर आसुर गीता कह सुर असुर हाँ सुर अच्छा असुर अच्छा देवता अच्छा असुर अच्छा दु प्रकार बराबर अच्छा देवता को माने सुर को माने असुर को माने वर्त प्रोक्त दैव आसुर तद विपर्जय विष्णु भक्त प्रोक्त दैव आसुर तद विपर्जय ये कथा कहे जे विष्णु भक्त सी हो दैव देवता आसुर तद विपर्जय विपरीत होती असुर सुर असुर विष्णु भक्त प्रोक्त दैव आसुर तद विपर्जय जे विष्णु भक्त वैष्णव से माने देवता सुर विपर्त को असुर से कथा कहते से कथा ये कहा देवता मान कर्तव्य ड्यूटी ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स टू प्रोटेक्ट द अदर अगेंस्ट द वेदर्स द वर्ड्स देवता रेफर्स टू वन हू कैरी द अथॉरिटी ऑफ द वेदर्स द राक्षसस आर दोज हू डिफाय द वैदिक अथॉरिटी से कथा कहते दैट इज द ड्यूटी ऑफ द देवतास सूरज to protect the Vedic authority. Vishnu Bhakta, Prakta Daiva. They are the devotees of Lord Vishnu. There are always two types. Sura, Asura. You understand? Sura, Asura. Sura means demigods, Asura means demons. Demigods and demons, there are always two types. Who are demigods and who are demons? Huh? Who are demigods and who are demons? No, no.
Devotees of
Vishnu
are demigods.
Yes.
Demons
are
those who do not accept the authority.
Are beggars, are basically. Vishnu Bhakta Prakta Daiva Asura Tadvipar Jaya. It is said, Vishnu Bhakta Prakta Daiva. The devotees of Lord Vishnu is Daiva. Devata, demigods. Asura Tadvipar Jaya. Those who are not devotees of Lord Vishnu, they are the Asura, demons. You understand? They are demons. Therefore, this is the duty. Here Srila Prabhupada says the same thing. Duty of the demigods to protect the authority of the Vedas. The word Devata refers to one who carries the authority of the Vedas. Whereas, Rakshasas are those who defy the Vedic authority. You understand? And Vedas should always be protected. If Vedas will be lost, the entire universe becomes chaotic. So it is the duty of the demigods as well as kings and aides of government to give full protection to the Vedic authority. Those who will be the kings, administrators, run the government, they should be in the category of devas, devatas, demigods. They should be. Otherwise, how can they protect Vedic authority? They cannot protect. If the administrator, kings, and the government will be demons. They cannot protect Vedas, Vedic authority. Therefore, there will always be chaotic condition. Otherwise, human society, so there will always be human society will be in chaotic condition, which there cannot be peace or prosperity. Nowadays, we find this thing. Those who are administrators are rulers running administration, they are all demons. They never belong to the category of devas, devatas. So they don't protect the Vedas. Do you understand? They don't protect the Vedas. They don't know what is Veda and what the need of the Vedas. And they manufacture their own way, one religion and own principles of administration. They never accept Vedic authority. So there are chaotic conditions in the society nowadays. So those who are devotees, in other words, those who are devotees of Vishnu are devatas, demigods, their duty is to protect Vedas. Do you understand? And it is also said that in all Vedic literature, that is said that, and also in find also in Bhagavad Gita, with the sense of all Vedas, it has come out directly from the lips of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's a Gita Upanishad, Gita. Naranam Naradhipaham, isn't it? Naranam Naradhipaham, don't you know? Are you not reading Bhagavad Gita? Read Bhagavad Gita. Do you understand? One who is Naradhipa, the king, do you understand? He is the representative of the Lord. King should be the representative of the Lord. That Gita says, Narana Naradhipa. Naradhipa means king. Among the human society, who is the king, he is the representative of the Lord. Do you understand? So nowadays, those who are king, no king, what is that? Democracy. Democracy or a demon crazy is going on. It's not democracy or demon crazy is going on. Isn't it? By both, thank you. All demons are elected to run the administration. So they are not devatas, they are demons. Do you understand? They say we are the representative of the humanity. Do you understand? Not a prathinidhi. Do you understand? They don't say that we are the representative of the Lord Vishnu. We are the representative of our people, representative of the people, by the people, of the people, for the people. Yes, sir. Democracy, you see. By the people, of the people, for the people. They say like that. The representative of the people, not representative of the Lord. How can they protect Vedas? You understand, people? Vedas cannot protect it, so dharma, eternal dharma, sanatana dharma, cannot be protected. You understand? That's quite natural. You understand? Every thing or object has its natural dharma. It's known as nitya dharma or sanatana dharma, natural dharma, eternal dharma, which is quite natural. You understand? As for example, you may take this water is an object, you see. What's its natural dharma? What is its natural dharma?
Liquidity.
Liquidity, it's a natural dharma, nitya dharma. You understand? Every object has its natural dharma. The body is an object, mind is an object. So body has its dharma, its dharma, and mind has its also dharma. What is the dharma of body? Sense gratification is dharma of body. And what's the mind's dharma?
Accepting and rejecting?
Yes, accepting, rejecting. Acceptance, rejection. Do you understand? Sankalpa vikalpa, in Sanskrit we say, accept something and reject something. Willing, feeling, desiring. This is dharma of the mind. Similarly, the soul has its dharma. Isn't it? The soul has its dharma. And what dharma of the soul? Serve the Supreme Lord. The surrender unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and serving. That the dharma of the soul. Do you understand? It's known as Atma Dharma. You understand? It's known as Atman Dharma, the soul's dharma, dharma of the soul. The one protects this dharma. This is Vedic dharma. You understand? We are not bodies, we are spirit souls. The first lesson is given in Bhagavad Gita. First lesson. You understand? Krishna, the supreme authority, supreme Vedic authority, gives this first lesson. We are not the bodies, we are spirit souls. Then, the dharma of the soul is to surrender unto the Lord and to serve Him. Krishna Nasya, servitorship of Krishna, that is the soul's dharma. Who will protect this dharma? Who will protect? If the demons, here it is said, you understand? That the duty of the demigods is to protect the authority of the Vedas. Therefore it is the duty of the demigods as well as the kings and the aides of government to give full protection to the Vedic authority. Otherwise human society will be in a chaotic condition in which there cannot be peace or prosperity. So there is no peace and prosperity because this dharma is not protected. You understand? The Veda teaches this dharma, the soul's dharma, and who will protect it? This is the duty of the king. You understand? The administrator. The king is a demon. How can he protect? He cannot protect. So there is a chaotic condition in this world. So now it is prevailing. No peace, no prosperity. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in Prithu Charitra, you will find this thing. Esa dharma buddhaṁ sreshto lokaṁ dharmaṁ anuvartaya guptāca dharma sedunāṁ sastā tatparipantinaṁ. Do you understand? Fourth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 16th chapter, it is said about Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj is incarnation. The love, isn't it? Prithu is the incarnation of the love. He has come to show how administration can be run on Vedic authority. Do you understand? And Vedic authority, Veda, principles of Veda. Sasana Shakti avatar is Satya Veshavatar, Prithu. Do you understand? Sasana Shakti. How the administration is better? And Vedic authority. He has come for that purpose. So, it is saying, esa dharma buddhaṁ sreshto lokaṁ dharma anuvartayan guptāca dharma setunam sastāta paripandhinaṁ. I'll first speak in Korea, then English. Dharma niti anusarana kāri vyakti mānaka madhyare maharās prithu sarvottama samastanku dharma niti anusarana karibhā digare nijukta karibhe eva samastanku surakhya deve jaman dharma niti bhaṅgive समानको नास्त्यमानको कठिन दण्ड देवे आदानकर कर्तव्य शासकर कर्तव्य धर्मनीति रक्षा करिबा सुरक्षा करिबा टू प्रोटेक्ट वेदस और वैदिक अथॉरिटी एंड प्रोटेक्ट दिस इटर्नल धर्म सनातन धर्म नित्य धर्म रक्षा करिबा जो मान भांगिबे धर्मनीति से मान दण्ड देबा आदानकर कर्तव्य शासकर कर्तव्य ताले न होबो তাহলে সমাজের শান্তি সমৃদ্ধি সাধ্য হইপারিব না। কেউটি কন্ডিশন বিশৃঙ্খলা বদ্ধ নানা প্রকার দুর্নবল এসব দেখা তাই দেবে দেখে যাচ্ছে। Those who are completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of Lord Narayan, they are not afraid of any situation. No. Kutasana vibhati, they are not afraid of any situation. Surgapa, Varga, Narakesu, Api, Tulya, Tadarsina. They find every place safe. It may be heaven, it may be hell, it may be Brahman effulgence. Whatever it may be, it is all same to them. It is all equal. How is it equal? Is it equal? Is the heaven and hell equal? Is it equal? Heaven and hell?
No.
No! Heaven and hell is quite apart, you see. How is it equal for them, those who are completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of Narayana. How is it equal? How is it?
So they're always seeing Lord Vishnu.
Huh?
They're always seeing Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan.
Yes, because wherever they may be, their only duty is to serve the lotus feet of Lord Narayana or Lord Vishnu. That's the Supreme Lord Krishna. No other duty is there, no work is there. Only one duty. Wherever they may be placed, they may be placed in the heaven, either in heaven or in hell or in the Brahman. They have only one duty to serve the Lord, Lord's lotus feet. Lord is there, so it is not heaven, nor hell, nor Brahman. This is all by the spiritual planet. This is all by the. If there is Lord, this is Lord's abode is there. There is neither hell nor heaven, nor heaven neither hell, isn't it? Not Brahman at all. So it is equal for them. So they are not afraid of any situation. So those who are such Vaishnavas, they should protect the Veda, the Vedic authority, the Vedic dharma, fearlessly. Krishna is the only protector. And Krishna must give protection. Krishna na rakhyakarta keho na. Krishna the rakhyaka palaka amar. Krishna is my maintainer and Krishna is my protector. Who is maintaining me and who is protecting me? Is anybody else than Krishna? Huh? Is there anybody else than Krishna protecting me and maintaining me? Krishna is the only maintainer, Krishna is the only protector. He is my maintainer, he is my protector. Krishna vina rakhyakar keho na. Krishna the rakhyakar palaka amar. Krishna is my maintainer and Krishna is my protector. There is nobody else than Krishna who will protect me. So why should one, a Vaishnava, why should a Vaishnava be afraid of any situation? Why will not protect the Veda or Vedic authority? Though there is the demoniac administration. Isn't it? So not. And Krishna is there to give you protection.